It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Oklahoma City Dodgers in Game 2 of a six-game series. The Rainiers looking to end a four-game losing streak tonight, a streak that did get extended yesterday in the series opener. Oklahoma City had a huge offensive game and scored in 8 of the 9 innings and romped. 15-4 was the final yesterday, and that was the type of result that the Rainiers have not seen in quite a while, and they saw several of those types of losses early in the season, but not so much recently, so that was definitely a little bit startling yesterday, but the Rainiers hope to get back on track today and return to the solid pitching that they have had really for the last 2 months. On the mound for the Rainiers tonight, right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon. He is 5-7 on the year with a 7.39 ERA. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City right-hander John Duplantier, who has been pitching mostly in relief this year, but he makes his fourth start and 22nd appearance tonight. He's 4-1 with a 4.69 ERA. So Duplantier starts for Oklahoma City and Daniel Ponce de Leon for the Rainiers. Kyle Lewis continues his rehab assignment for Tacoma. He's in the lineup today as the DH. He has homered in 4 straight games, 3 of them while rehabbing with Class A Everett, and then he joined the Rainiers yesterday and went deep despite playing just 4 innings in left field and taking only 2 at-bats. We expect to see him have more at-bats here tonight. Should be a good one, the Rainiers and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. We've got a little bit of roster action for the Rainiers. We'll get you caught up on the roster moves when the pregame show continues right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Oklahoma City Dodgers tonight. Game 2 of a 6-game series that'll last through the weekend. Little roster move today in the bullpen for Tacoma. First off, left-hander Danny Young was promoted by the Mariners for their doubleheader today. They get to add an extra man for a doubleheader, the 27th man. They named Danny Young that added player. And he was in D.C. with the for the doubleheader against the Nats today. He'll come back to Tacoma, though. And now the Rainiers have activated Drew Steckenrider from the bullpen, or from the injured list, and he joins the bullpen and is available to pitch in tonight's game. So the Rainiers add right-handed reliever Drew Steckenrider, who's been on the shelf with some back issues. He's feeling better now. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car, like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil, just $32.95. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Oklahoma City Dodgers, who are 50-35 on the season. The Los Angeles Dodgers AAA club is managed by Travis Barbary. They're going to lead off with center fielder Drew Avens, batting second, left fielder Miguel Vargas, hitting third and playing second base is Michael Busch. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Jason Martin. Batting fifth and playing first base is Ryan Noda. James Outman hits sixth. He's in right field. Batting seventh is the shortstop Jake Amaya. Hitting eighth and doing the catching, Tomas Talis. And batting ninth, third baseman Andy Burns. On the mound, right-hander John Duplantier. He's 4-1 with a 4.69 ERA. The Red Ears are 35-49 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Tacoma's going to lead off with Jared Kelnick. Kelnick is playing right field tonight. Batting second is designated hitter Kyle Lewis. Hitting third, the third baseman Eric Mejia. In the cleanup spot, catcher Brian O'Keefe. Marcus Wilson will hit fifth. He is in left field. Batting sixth is first baseman Kevin Padlow. Drew Ellis hits seventh. He's at second base. Batting eighth is center fielder Forrest Wall. And hitting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon. He is 5-7 with a 7.39 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Robert Nunez. At first base is Randy Rosenberg. And over at third, it's Josh Marshall. Tacoma and Oklahoma City. Game 2 of 6. That's going to do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Woo-hoo! The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest. the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers baseball as we're about ready to start here at Cheney Stadium, the Rainiers and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Oklahoma City's been the best club in the league in terms of wins and losses, 50 and 35 on the year, although their lead in the Eastern Division is only one game over second place El Paso. Here's the first pitch of the night from Ponce de Leon, and it is taken up and away for a ball, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. 74 degrees, our game time temperature. 1-0 pitch to Avens. Is a fastball called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Avens hitting .282 with five homers, .854 OPS. The left-hand hitter has reached base safely in 24 consecutive games for Oklahoma City. Ponce de Leon gets him swinging at a high fastball for strike two, 1-2 the count to Drew Avens. Daniel Ponce de Leon has been a regular in the Rainier starting rotation this season. It's now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three throws a heater right past Avens, and there's the first out here in the top of the first inning. Ponce de Leon's been racking up the strikeouts. He ranks in the top 10 in the league. Well, he's ninth in the league in strikeouts. That was his 76th of the year right there in 67 and a third innings. He's allowed 72 hits, 15 homers, has walked 39. His 16th start of the year is being made today. That ties him with Darren McCacken for the team lead. They've just both been in the rotation all year. Pitch to Vargas is fouled away. There's strike one. Miguel Vargas, one of the top prospects in the Dodgers organization and in the Pacific Coast League, hitting .296. 13 homers, .882 OPS, and he takes a strike. 0-2 the count, Ponce de Leon. Getting out ahead of hitters here in the early going. Now the 0-2 pitch is on its way, and there's a fastball upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Now into his windup is Ponce de Leon, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards shallow center, coming in his wall and sliding on the outfield grass. He makes the catch, and there's the second out here at the top of the first inning. Forrest Wall had to speed it up, pick it up a notch coming in on that ball, turn on the jets a little bit to be able to reach it with a sliding grab. And two men are out of the first, and now Michael Busch will be the batter. Left-handed hitter. He enjoyed his first game ever at Cheney Stadium last night for Oklahoma City. He had four hits, and he promptly lines the first pitch into left field for a base hit tonight, going the other way. Busch singles to left field, and he's on with two outs. And now Jason Martin will be the batter. So Busch with the opposite field single, and now Martin hits his Oklahoma City's home run leader, Martin, batting .286 with 17 homers, 59 runs batted in, fourth in the league in homers and RBI. Series one up high for a ball from Ponce de Leon, 1-0 the count. Scoreless innings were really hard to pitch for the Rainiers yesterday. They kept Oklahoma City off the scoreboard just one time in nine innings. It's now the 1-0 up and away, ball two. So putting up a zero in the top of the first today would be, I think that'd be a really good step for the Rainiers here tonight, as they want to put yesterday in the rearview mirror. But it's 2-0 to Martin, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1. High fastball there. Ponce de Leon. Now with the 2-1 on its way to Jason Martin. And it is a swing and a miss at another fastball. 92 on the gun. And it is two balls and two strikes. Runner at first base, two outs in the top of the first inning. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is on its way, and it is a check swing foul. So it is still two balls, two strikes. Now Ponce de Leon ready. And here is his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Another fastball at 92, threw it right past Jason Martin. He was keeping the ball up to Martin, and he got him swinging. Two strikeouts in the first for Ponce de Leon. And there's the scoreless inning the Raiders were looking for to start the game. No runs on a hit, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. Oklahoma City nothing, and Tacoma coming to the plate.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Daniel Ponce de Leon delivers a scoreless top of the first, and now the Raiders come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Jared Kelnick, Kyle Lewis, and Eric Mejia to bat this inning against the right-hander John Duplantier, who has mostly pitched as a reliever this year. And his first pitch to Kelnick is popped up foul and out of play. Strike one. Duplantier moved into the rotation on June 24th. And this is his fourth start since that happened. He's gone 4 innings in his last 2 outings. As here's one outside for a ball to Kelnick. In fact, they've already lined up a guy who has started a lot of games this year in Bo Burrows to pitch after Duplantier and have the ability to work multiple innings. Here's the next pitch to Kelnick, down and in. 2 balls, 1 strike to Kelnick, who's hitting .298 in 42 games for Tacoma. 11 homers, .966 OPS. Yeah, he's been hot lately. 2-1 pitch to Kelnick, swing and a miss, and a good changeup from Duplantier. And the count's even now, 2-2. Now, the 2-2 pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the third base side, and that's going to get into the seats out of play, and Kelnick stays alive. Right here's wearing their home white jerseys today and white pants. Oklahoma City's wearing their Dodger blue jerseys with the gray pants tonight. So now the 2-2 is on its way to Kelnick, and it is down and in, ball three, and he's worked a full count. So Kelnick now with 3 balls and 2 strikes. And And the payoff pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. Struck well, but deep part of the park. And Avens has room to get back there, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the first. Good at bat for Celtic. Saw a lot of pitches. Got to the full count. Ended up making decent contact, but it's caught. So one out. And here comes Kyle Lewis. Lewis returned to the Red Ears yesterday, went 1-for-2 with a long homer to left center. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Lewis played outfield yesterday. That was newsworthy because he had not been doing that since coming back from the knee injury, other than a few innings in Salt Lake City back in early May on his first rehab assignment. He takes a strike now, 0-2 the count. Today, no outfield for Kyle, but DHing. 0-2 pitch is a check swing on a pitch down low, and he held up in time. One ball, two strikes. Now Duplantier into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch is down low. Two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is outside, ball three, another full count. Duplantier hitting 95 with his fastball here these last couple of pitches. Here's the 3-2 on its way to Kyle Lewis, and it is low ball four, and he'll take the walk. Lewis, after getting behind in the count, 0-2, ends up drawing a walk, so he heads down to first base. And now Eric Mejia is the batter. It's Kyle Lewis's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to Kyle, to turn 27 years of age today. Eric Mejia now the batter, hitting 269, 10 homers, 40 runs batted in, 801 OPS. And this pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Mejia had a hit here last night. Right, here's put four runs on the board last night against the Oklahoma City starter, Ryan Pepio, and that was actually a good result against him. Sears one down in the dirt for a ball, 2-0. Pepio entered the game with a 1.90 ERA, and the Rainiers had a solo homer and a three-run homer against him. Two and zero, the count to Mejia. And the pitch is ball three. So 3-0 to Mejia with O'Keefe on deck and Lewis at first base. And the pitch is a called strike. Caught the upper outside edge of the automated strike zone. And the count moves to 3-1. Now the pitch is a fastball called a strike. And the count is full now, 3-2. With one out, Lewis takes his lead at first base. Three balls, two strikes to Mejia. And Duplantier with his pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air towards left. Lining it up is Miguel Vargas, and he makes the catch for the second out in the bottom of the first inning. So Mejia flies out to left. Each of the first three batters of this game have reached a full count. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter with two outs and a runner at first base. O'Keefe sitting 282 with 10 homers, 892 OPS. It's cleanup most games for the Rainiers. And the pitch to O'Keefe is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now Duplantier with the 1-0 pitch, and it is ball two. 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch is swung on and popped up foul. First base side, Noda in foul ground. Can't get it. It's in the box seats. 2-1 to O'Keefe. Noda playing first for Oklahoma City. Around the infield, they have Michael Bush at second base. Jake Amaya, the shortstop, and Andy Burns is at third. Outfield is Vargas in left, Avens in center, and Outman in right. Duplante on the mound, working with catcher Tomas Talis. Now the pitch to O'Keefe is swung out and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. O'Keefe. Now ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way from Duplantier, and it is swung on and hit in the air to left field, and he got under it a little bit, and Vargas is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three flyouts and a walk. The Rainiers do not score in the first. We head to the second. It is Tacoma nothing, Oklahoma City nothing.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on another beautiful evening here in the Pacific Northwest. We expect great weather all homestand, and got a lot more games to be played. One every night this week, 7:05 p.m. until Sunday. Sunday we play a day game at 1:35. Tickets and promotional information all available online. Visit TacomaRainiers.com. First pitch to Ryan Noda. He checked his swing, or at least attempted to, but the third base umpire, Josh Marshall, ruled that he went around. So that is strike one to Noda, who's hitting .269 with a dozen homers and a .386 on base percentage in his first AAA season. Next pitch taken for a strike, and it's 0-2. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the hill. And the 0-2 pitch to Noda is breaking ball that is outside. Changeup actually there that kind of sailed away from Noda. 2-1. And now Ponce de Leon, Roxanne fires, and there's a swing and a foul straight into the leg of Noda. Still 1-2. Noda, a Toronto Blue Jays 15th round draft pick in 2017. Out of the University of Cincinnati. got traded to the Dodgers. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Ponce de Leon gets him with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Third strikeout for Ponce. And now James Outman will be the batter. Outman just recently promoted to AAA, hitting .211 in 10 games, couple of homers, including one last night. And he takes the strike, 0-1 the count. Now the right-hander Ponce de Leon with the 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up on the left side. And with his eye on it is Mejia, the third baseman, on the infield dirt in fair territory. He makes the catch, and Outman is exactly that, two away, and now Jake Amaya is the batter. He's out, man. Amaya hitting .209 in 25 games, couple of homers. And the pitch to Amaya is outside for a ball. Amaya began the year at AA Tulsa, where he had an 870 OPS and nine homers in 49 games, got bumped up to AAA for his first time. And he goes the other way and lines a single to right field. So Amaya is aboard with a two-out single to right. And now the veteran catcher Tomas Taliz comes to the plate.
The catcher, number 25,
Tomas Taliz. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed. Always a good hitter for average in this league. Now 31 years old. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is a swing and a foul. There's strike one. Sitting .302 this year with more walks than strikeouts and a .393 on base percentage. Now the runner goes, pitches a strike, throw to second base is not in time. Stealing second base is Amaya. His first steal at the AAA level. Amaya swipes second base. Oh, and to the count. And Ponce de Leon's pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 0-2 to Tomas Taliz. Talked a lot last night about how Oklahoma City had not visited Tacoma since 2018 prior to yesterday's game. Most of their players have never been here before, but Tomas Taliz is an exception. He has been playing in this league dating back to 2014 when he first appeared with Round Rock. 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Taliz is played for Round Rock, New Orleans, and now Oklahoma City in the PCL. And then he also spent time in the International League with Rochester in 2019 and St. Paul last year. O-2 pitch, fouled out of play. Still 0-2. In 8 years of AAA time, Taliz is a lifetime .306 hitter at this level. Ponce de Leon trying to put him away. He's ahead of the count 0-2. And the pitch is a breaking ball up high, a curve. What a two. So a ball and two strikes to Talese with Amaya at second base. And the pitch is swung on and chopped to the right side. A big hop. Ellis fields it. Throws to first in time. He gets Talese. And the inning is over. So Ponce de Leon with a couple of scoreless frames early tonight. No runs on a hit. One left in the second. We head to the third. Or to the bottom of the second, pardon me. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
No score. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Marcus Wilson to lead things off. And the first pitch to him misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Wilson, right-hand hitter facing John Duplantier. And the 1-0 is swung on and skied, foul, and out of play. Count now even 1-1. Duplantier, he threw 23 pitches in the first inning to just four hitters. So the Rainiers really went deep into the count against him. 1-1 pitch is swung on and grounded to third, and that's gobbled up by Burns, the third baseman, and he throws to first, and they get Wilson. The throw was in towards home plate, and Noda came off the bag and caught the throw and just tagged out Marcus Wilson. So one away in the bottom of the second inning, and now Kevin Padlo will be the batter. Padlo, right-hand hitter, hitting 243 with 10 homers in 49 AAA games this year between two teams, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is down low for a ball to Adele. Padlo. With the count in his favor. Now the 2-0, swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. And the next pitch, swung on and fouled off. Two balls, two strikes to Kevin Padlo, who began the year in the Mariners organization, spring training with the M's, option to Tacoma, traded to the Giants, traded back to the Mariners. Now takes one down low for a ball. He has appeared in games for both
Tacoma and Sacramento in this league, and both of their major league affiliates, the Mariners and the Giants, as well. 3-2 to Padlo. Called strike three, and Padlo thought he had walked, but the computer umpire thought otherwise. And that's the first strikeout of the night for Duplantier. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis hitting in the seventh spot for Tacoma. And the pitch is inside for a ball. John Duplantier, 28 years old now, just turned 28 on Monday. And he has pitched against the Red Ears in the past as a member of Reno. So here's a swing and a miss by Ellis. He used to be in the Diamondback system. In fact, they're the ones who originally drafted him in 2016 out of Rice University. 1-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left, and back goes the third baseman Burns on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch, and Ellis is retired, and the Rainiers are done in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. We head to the third. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the third inning. No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound for the Red Ears today. And he'll face the number nine hitter, Andy Burns, for Oklahoma City to lead things off. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, going one. Burns playing third base today. Yesterday, Oklahoma City had the two-sport Olympian, Eddie Alvarez, at third base. Now the 0-1 is swung on and popped up on the left side, and who's going to get it? Looks like the shortstop McCoy, and yes it is. He makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the third. Burns pops up, and now Avens is the hitter. Yesterday, Eddie Alvarez reached base four times. He had a homer, two singles, a walk. He scored three runs. Today they placed him on the injured list with a foot problem, and he's out for the rest of the series. 7-day minimum on that. Here's a bunt towards third, and Mejia tries to barehand pick it, and he can't come up with it cleanly, and Drew Avens is on, and he'll be credited with a bunt single. Third hit of the game for Oklahoma City. Avens laying down the bunt on the third base side, and Mejia tried to pick it up with a bare hand. He was going to try to pick it and throw it all in one motion, but couldn't come up with the baseball. Miguel Vargas now the batter with Avens at first. Avens has 13 steals this year in 17 attempts. He's being held on by Padlo. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 on its way. No, a bluff towards first base, but no throw over there. Here's the next pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off by Vargas. He was on base five times last night with a single, a double, and three walks. He's headed to the Major League Baseball All-Star Futures game, which is going to be played on Saturday at Dodger Stadium, part of the All-Star festivities. There's a lot going on coming up here this weekend as Vargas fouls one off. MLB just decided to pack a whole bunch of its marquee events into the All-Star Week, in addition to the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby, which Julio Rodriguez is participating in, by the way. If you had not heard, that was officially announced a few hours ago. They've also got the Futures game on Saturday, and the draft is during all this as well. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw to second from O'Keefe's knees is not in time, and Avin steals second base, his 14th steal of the year. And the count is now 1-2 to Vargas with one out. So the MLB draft is starting Sunday with the first round beginning at 3 o'clock our time, and the Mariners have the 21st pick in the first round this year. 1-2 pitch on its way to Vargas is swung on and fouled away. When your first round pick is number 21, you've got to really kind of be ready for anything, as they can't really map out the first 20 picks ahead of them with a whole lot of confidence. Here comes the 1-2. Up high, Vargas lays off that high fastball that Ponce de Leon is able to get a lot of strikeouts with. That one 94 on the gun. So two balls, two strikes, one out, and a runner at second base. And Ponce de Leon is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off. Change up there, and Vargas got a piece of it. Now the 2-2 is high, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Time called. Ponce de Leon and O'Keefe need to get squared away on the signals here and make sure they're throwing exactly what they want to Vargas in this full count situation. Runner at second base, one out, full count, no score, top of the third inning. Ponce de Leon is ready. And the pitch is high, ball four. A fastball up, and Vargas just took it, and he heads down to first base. First walk issued by Ponce de Leon tonight. And now there are two on, one out for Michael Busch, who is 5-for-7 in this series so far, including a single earlier tonight. Busch is, like Vargas, rated one of the Dodgers' top prospects. And it was selected in the first round in 2019 out of North Carolina. He fouls off the first pitch there, strike one. Vargas is playing in the Futures game this weekend, and Busch was in the MLB All-Star Futures game last season. A 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two. Nice change for Ponce de Leon, and he gets ahead of Michael Busch. No balls, two strikes. Ponce de Leon bluffs a pickoff move to second base, but does not throw over there. Now the 0-2 is swung on and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. Right, here's half Busch shifted with three infielders on the right side. Outfield plays him straight away. Now Ponce de Leon is set, and the pitch is low and inside for a ball. What a two. Two coming. And the pitch is called. Strike three on the inside edge. Got him with a change. And Busch is the second out of the inning. And that's a big strikeout right there for Ponce de Leon and the Rainiers. His fourth strikeout of this game. And now another dangerous hitter. And Jason Martin comes to the plate. Ponce de Leon got him swinging with a series of elevated fastballs in the first inning. Avens leads from second, Vargas from first, and the first pitch is a change outside, ball one. Now the 1-0 on its way to Martin. And it's a swing and a miss at a heater. And that evens up the count, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is low with the change. Two balls, one strike. Ponce de Leon has now thrown 50 pitches tonight. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it is high, ball three. Fastball that time. So three balls and a strike. A walk would load them up. Ryan Noda is on deck. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is inside, ball four. So Avens will go to third, Vargas takes second, Dan Martin is the second walk of this inning. He heads down to first. Noda now the batter. And Noda is 1-for-5 this season when batting with the bases loaded, and The one hit he has with the bases loaded this year was a grand slam back in early May against Albuquerque. O'Keefe out to talk to Daniel Ponce de Leon, and the pitching coach Alon Leishman is out for a chat as well. Well, this conversation is going to get moved along by the plate umpire, Robert Nunez, who breaks it up, and everyone's going back to their positions now. So the bases are loaded with two outs for Ryan Noda. Another left-hand hitter with power. Ponce de Leon is ready. And his pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Potts is set, and the 0-1 pitch is on its way, and it's inside, and it hit him. It hit him on the arm as Noda was turning away from the ball, and that's going to force in a run. Avin scores. Vargas takes third. Martin takes second. Noda hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, and that's how Oklahoma City scores the first run of the game. The Dodgers lead 1-0. And now James Outman will be the batter. Outman popped up earlier. It's 0-1, and he takes a fastball inside. Ball one. Now the 1-0, swung on and hit well towards right center field. This is deep, it is back, and it is gone. A grand slam home run for James Outman. And just like that, it is 5-0 Oklahoma City. There were two outs and a walk loaded the bases. Noda hit by a pitch to force in a run, and then Outman connects with a grand slam. Fourth grand slam hit by Oklahoma City this season. First by Outman, who has homered in back-to-back games here at Cheney Stadium. And Oklahoma City all of a sudden with a healthy lead. And now Jacob Maya is the batter, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a fly to right field, and lining this up is Kalnick, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But 5-run score for the Dodgers in the top of the third inning on 2 hits. There were no errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma nothing, after the grand slam by James Outman in the top of this inning. So Forrest Wall will lead things off, and the pitch from Duplantier is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Wall hitting .241. 326 on base percentage, one of the top base dealers in the league when he reaches, and here's a swing and a miss for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Rainiers find themselves in a hole. As now here's a pitch in for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now here's one up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
How did you learn to pitch?
So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. And it is still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now a swing and a foul out of play by Wall. And the count still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch is grounded to the right side, and that's picked up by Bush, the second baseman, and he throws out Wall at first. One man's out at the bottom of the third inning, and now Mason McCoy will be the bat. McCoy hitting in the number 9 spot, batting .223 with 7 homers. And the pitch from Duplantier is taken outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. The pitch is in there for a strike. The 1-1 is swung on and fouled away, 1-2. John Duplantier was acquired by the Dodgers in a little bit of gamesmanship between the Dodgers and their rival, the San Francisco Giants, this past winter, as here's a swing and a foul back by McCoy. Last year was his last year in the his final season in the Diamondbacks organization. He spent a lot of time on the IL, and he became a free agent after the year was done and was looking at probably signing a minor league contract. So here's a swing and a bouncer towards third. Charged and scooped up by Burns. His throw to first is not in time. McCoy reaches on an infield single, and the Red Ears have their first hit of the game. And there's a man on for Jared Kelnick. Just a little number up the third baseline, and that works for McCoy. So now Kelnick will come to the plate, where he is 0-for-1 today. So Duplantier went into the offseason looking for a minor league deal, and he ended up signing early with San Francisco on a minor league contract. So here's one down and in to Keldick. And in the offseason, there are paper rosters for minor league players in each organization. Here's one down low to Adele. And apparently the Giants put Duplantier on their AA roster, their official AA roster in November when he signed, or early December, actually, the first week of December when he signed. So now the 2-0 is grounded foul, because then 4 days later they had the Rule 5 draft, and the Dodgers drafted Duplantier from the Giants in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. And Duplantier, who went through the free agent process as a minor league player, signed with the Giants and was with them for 4 days in the offseason. Here's a grounder foul by Kelnick. And he's been in the Dodgers system with Oklahoma City all season this year. So 2-2 the count to Kelnick. And the pitch is outside, ball three, and Kelnick's worked a full count. So three balls, two strikes, runner at first, one out. And the payoff is a swing and a miss at a changeup, and Kelnick goes down swinging for the second out here in the third inning. And Duplantier has his second strikeout. And now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. The rehabbing Mariner drew a walk on a full count his first time up. Pitch to Kyle is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. Next pitch is low. Now the 1-1, down low, two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1, low, ball three, and Lewis out ahead of the count, with a runner at first and two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the 3-1 from Duplantier, swung on and bounced towards third, a foul ball just to the left of the bag. And it's a full count, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. And Duplantier with his payoff again, and it is swung out and struck well to center field. Back on the ball is Evans, deepest part of the park. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch right at the edge of the warning track. A deep drive by Lewis lands in the glove of Drew Evans. No runs for Tacoma. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the fourth inning. It's Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
On we go to the fourth inning. Oklahoma City leading 5-0. The two-out grand slam by James Outman, the big hit. Here's Ponce de Leon's pitch to Tomas Talis, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Talis grounded out earlier. He's 0-1. Next pitch is swung on and bounced towards first base. Slowly hit, fielded by Padlo, and he takes it to the first base bag himself for the out. And one man's gone in the top of the fourth inning, and now Andy Burns will be the batter. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. In the West, first place Las Vegas was victorious. The Aviators won their third in a row. They beat Salt Lake 10-4, hitting four home runs at home against the Bees. Sears went outside to Burns. Shea Langeliers hit his 16th of the year. The Vegas catcher, who was leading the league in homers back in April for a while, no longer in the top spot, but he's still there on the leaderboard. Yeah, the 1-0 to Burns, misses ball two. Also going deep for Vegas yesterday was center fielder Christian Pache, who's been in Oakland a lot this year, known for his defense. It's now a swing and a foul out of play by Burns. That was the first homer of the year for Pache with Las Vegas. One pitch coming, and it is inside, ball three. Second place Reno kept pace with Vegas by beating Sugarland last night at Sugarland 5-4. The Reno Aces' first ever game at Sugarland. They did not go there last year. 3-1 pitch is grounded to the right side. Padlo has it, and he will take it himself to the first base bag for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the fourth inning. A couple of unassisted plays by Padlo at first base on ground balls. And now Drew Evans will be the hitter. Reno got a three-run homer from Corbin Carroll last night in the third inning to put him out in front. He's homered in each of his first two AAA games, one against Tacoma on Sunday and then one yesterday in Sugarland. As here's a swing and a foul back by Evans. Dominic Fletcher had three hits for him yesterday, too, with a couple of doubles. Reno's 3.5 games behind Vegas in the West. 0-1 is up high for a ball to Avens. 1-1. In the East, Oklahoma City in first place, but El Paso kept the pace one game back by beating Round Rock yesterday 9-4. So the 1-1 is fouled off the catcher's gear. C.J. Hinojosa hit a grand slam for El Paso last night. And El Paso's leadoff man, Esturi Ruiz, got called up to the big leagues by San Diego. So in their first game without him yesterday, they moved the former Rainier, Luis Liberato, to the leadoff spot. And he responded by going 2-for-3, scoring 3 runs, and hitting his 12th homer of the year. 1-2 pitch to Avens, up high for a ball, 2-2. And then one other game yesterday, Albuquerque won at Sacramento 5-2 as the Isotopes veteran Carlos Perez hit his 18th homer of the year. 2-2, swing and a foul back. But really the big hit for Albuquerque last night at Sacramento was a 3-run double hit by former Mariners first-round draft pick D.J. Peterson, former Rainier as well. 2-2 pitch to Avens, and it is swung on. Broken bat blooper over the mound, scooped up by McCoy. Sling it to first, close play, in time they got him. And that wraps up the top of the fourth inning, a 3-up, 3-down inning for Ponce de Leon, generating a lot of weak contact. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning now. It remains Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma nothing.
Hey y'all, I'm country artist Andrew Janakis, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Go running, 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 running for the truth. But we don't have to, so you don't have to. Come around unannounced and leave with the sunlight. Just when it's getting good, you hit me with a goodbye. Same thing every night, I can never get enough time. I want more of you.
Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma nothing. And the pitch to Eric Mejia leading things off is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Duplantier working on a one-hitter through three for Oklahoma City. His 0-1 to Mejia is in, called a strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-2. So Mejia behind in the count. O'Keefe on deck with Marcus Wilson after him. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced to the right side, fielded by Bush, and he throws to first and gets Mejia, and one man is out in the bottom of the fourth inning. So now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe flied out to left field earlier. And he's 0-for-1 today. Oklahoma City scored all five runs in the top of the third with two outs and the bases loaded. Ryan Noda was hit by a pitch, and then James Outman homered off the scoreboard in right center for a grand slam as O'Keefe fouls one off, and that is strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on and popped up, foul first base side. Noda over for a look in front of the Oklahoma City dugout, but this will land in the seats. 0-2 the count to Brian O'Keefe. Series continues with another 7:05 p.m. game tomorrow night. Thirsty Thursday here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCacken will be on the mound against Michael Grove, a right-hander for Oklahoma City. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2 the count to O'Keefe. Now Duplantier into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And O'Keefe fans, and that is the third strikeout of the night for Duplantier. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Well, Marcus Wilson and John Duplantier used to be teammates in the low minor leagues in the Diamondbacks system, and I've heard that they're actually close friends. And now they face one another right here, and the pitch is taken at the D's for a strike. Wilson grounded out to third base, his first time facing Duplantier tonight. 0-1. And now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. And an off-speed pitch there, strike two. So Duplantier gets ahead of the count, and Wilson uses his timeout to stop the pitch clock and regroup before stepping back in. Here's the 0-2 from Duplantier, and it is outside. 1-2. So a ball and two strikes to Marcus Wilson. Next pitch coming. And it is swung on and lined into left field, and there's a base hit for Wilson. And he is on with two outs at the bottom of the fourth inning. Marcus Wilson singles off his former teammate in the Diamondback system. He's got a big smile on his face at first base. Right here's have their second hit of the night. And now Kevin Padlow is the batter. And Wilson takes his lead at first. The pitch to Padlow misses for a ball, 1-0. Action has started in the Oklahoma City bullpen. Right-hander Mark Washington is warming up. Now Duplantier with the 1-0, and it is swung on and popped up. Foul, first base side, and Noda, the first baseman, calls off the catcher and makes the catch. And Padlow is retired, and so are the Red Ears here in the fourth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. And we go to the fifth inning. It's Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma nothing. Miguel Vargas, Michael Bush, and Jason Martin to bat in the top of the fifth inning for Oklahoma City against the Red Air starter Daniel Ponce de Leon. Vargas has flied out and walked so far and scored a run. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, another big day for the Seattle Mariners. They got 2 wins today. Not one, but 2 wins today. As the next pitch misses for a ball to Vargas. The Mariners had a day-night split doubleheader against the Washington Nationals today because they got rained out in D.C. last night. So here's one down low now. And it was all M's today in our nation's capital. The Mariners won the first game 6-4, and they were ahead 6-1 going to the bottom of the ninth, and Soto hit a 3-run homer to make the final score look close. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. In that game, a Eugenio Suarez hit a 3-run homer in the first. Chris Flexen went to 6 innings, allowed 1 run, got the win. As the next pitch to Vargas just misses ball 4. It's a leadoff walk for Vargas. His 48th walk drawn this season, including 5 in these first 2 games of this series, first game and a half of this series. So Vargas is on, and now Bush is the bat. Then the Mariners, after waiting a couple hours for game 2, went out and won again. Much closer game 2, 2-1. As the pitch is outside for a ball to Bush. Jesse Winker homered in game 2. He also homered in game 1, went deep in both games of the doubleheader. Tommy Malone gave him 3 1/3 scoreless innings as the bulk guy in game 2, ended up getting the win, his first of this year as a Mariner, as there's ball 2 now to Bush. Suddenly, Ponce de Leon having some trouble finding the strike zone here. 2-0 pitch coming, and it is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Paul Sewald got the save in both games of the doubleheader. Just the second time in Mariners franchise history that has happened. Mike Schooler did it in 1989. There's a name from the past. 2-1 pitch fouled away. And the count's even, 2-2. So Sewald gets the save in both games of the doubleheader. The one in the first game, he only got, I think it was just 1 out. He came in after Soto hit the 3-run homer that made it 6-4. Then in the second game, he pitched the full ninth inning, came in with a 2-0 lead, and he allowed another homer to Soto, but it was a solo shot. And got the other 3 guys out. So there's ball 3 to Bush. Mariners have won 10 in a row. 3-2 pitch called, strike 3, and down goes Bush. That is strikeout number 5 for Ponce de Leon. 1 away at the top of the fifth inning. And now Jason Martin is the batter. Martin is 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. And, oh, boy, after throwing that last pitch, the Rainiers have noticed or something about Ponce de Leon, and the trainer is going out to look at him. Along with manager Tim Fedorovich. He threw that pitch, struck out Bush with a fastball. ...92-mile-per-hour heater, that's normal velo for him. And watching a replay, I didn't see anything there. Well, you could see O'Keefe yelled out at him if you're watching on MILB TV. He yelled out, "Are you okay?" And Ponce de Leon has convinced everyone that he's okay and is going to stay in this game. So hopefully he feels all right and will continue as planned here. Jason Martin now the batter. The Raiders have started warming up a lefty in the bullpen just to be safe. Ponce de Leon has thrown 83 pitches tonight, so he's near the end of his night anyway, as here's a swing and a foul back by Martin. And that is strike one. Martin has struck out and walked in two plate appearances so far this evening. Next pitch in there for a called strike. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-2 to Martin. And the 0-2 pitch is up high. 1-2. Mariners' 10-game winning streak is tied for the second longest in Mariners franchise history. They've done it a couple times over the years. So here's a swing and a pop-up foul, third base side, and that'll be in the seats. Still 1-2 to Martin. Mariners' franchise record win streak is 15 in a row. That was the 2001 club. 1-2 pitch is hit sharply through into right field. That's a base hit. Vargas goes to second and stops there. It's a single for Martin. And that is just the fifth hit tonight for Oklahoma City. But they now have runners at first and second with one out and Ryan Noda coming to the plate. Noda struck out in the second and was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the third. That brought in the first run of the game. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. So the M's probably on a plane right now and are hoping to continue their winning ways against the Texas Rangers in a four-game series there that begins tomorrow. Here's one inside to Noda. And the count's even, 1-1. Four games against the Rangers leading into the All-Star break for Seattle. One-one pitch in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Two men on base. And only one out. The pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. And the count even now, 2-2. Another 93 on the gun from Ponce de Leon. Now the pitch is a check swing, foul tip, and that got both the batter shaking his right hand and the catcher got deflected. And are they saying it hit Noda? They're saying it hit Noda. My goodness. So he's hit by the pitch. And now the Red Ears are worried about O'Keefe. This pitch hit the hand of Noda and then the shoulder, I believe, of O'Keefe. O'Keefe's okay. And Tip Fedorovich is going to the mound to bring in a new pitcher. As Outman's going to bat with the bases loaded again, and he hit a grand slam his last time up. So that's it for Ponce de Leon. This ball must have hit Noda on the back of his hand as he was holding the bat, and then it deflected and got O'Keefe. Well, the Rainiers are going to bring in a new pitcher and see if he can get out of this. We'll take a break for the pitching change with the bases loaded and one out at the top of the fifth inning. Our score, Oklahoma City 5, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you. The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We're at the top of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Oklahoma City leading the Red Ears 5-0. And they have the bases loaded with one out. And James Outman, who hit a grand slam in the third inning, is up with the bases loaded again. And the Red Ears have gone to the bullpen and brought in left-hander Nick Margavichus to see if he can get him and get out of this jam. Margavichus is appearing in his 19th game, 0-2 with an 8.07 ERA, 36 strikeouts in 32 and a third innings with 8 walks issued during that time. Here's his first pitch to Outman, and it is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Ponce de Leon went 4 1/3 innings, allowed 5 hits, 5 runs all earned, and he's responsible for the men on base right now. He walked 3, had 2 hit by pitches, and struck out 5. 0-1 pitch, swung on and hit in the air towards center. Wall is under it, now coming in, and he makes the catch for the second out. Tagging at third is Vargas, and Wall's going to throw it into the cutoff man. Vargas scores, and it is 6-0 on the sacrifice fly by James Outman. That is 5 runs batted in today for Outman. And now with 2 away, Jake Amaya will be the batter. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch is up high and away for a ball, 1-0. Margavichus. Now with the pitch, and it is up and away for a ball. Yeah, Now 2-0. And it is inside, ball three. Now this one is in there for a strike, 3-1. Now the pitch is outside, ball four, and that loads the bases. Martin goes to third, Noda takes second, and Amaya fills him up, heading to first base. Fourth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight, and now Tomas Taliz will bat. Now the pitch is up and away for a ball. Taliz is 0 for 2, couple of ground outs so far, and there's a strike from Margavichus to even things up. Bases loaded, 2 outs. And now a swing and a foul. 1-2. Martin at third, Noda at second, and Amaya at first. One ball, two strikes to Taliz, and the pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow right, tight to the line, over his count. It can't get it. It's foul. Foul ball. And the runners were running that out, and everyone has to return to their base. Again, the 1-2 pitch from Margavichus is swung on, grounded into right field, a base hit, and Martin scores. Here comes Noda. The throw from Celtic is not in time. Taliz now goes to second. He's in a rundown between first and second. It is tagged out by Padlo for the final out of the inning. But two-run score on the Tomas Taliz base hit, and then he got thrown out himself. 9-2-4-3 if you're keeping score. So three runs score in the inning on two hits, and there were no Tacoma errors, one runner left on base, and we are halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, it is Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Oklahoma City leading the Rainiers 8-0. And the Dodgers have brought in a new pitcher, Bo Burrows, in to work the bottom of the fifth inning. And the first pitch to Drew Ellis is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Burrows has mostly pitched as a starter this year, but comes in today in relief of Duplantier. It is now a swing and a foul out of play by Ellis, and it's 0-2. Duplantier went four shutout innings of two-hit ball with one walk and three strikeouts. So Burrows in from the pen. He's never pitched against the Rainiers before. 25-year-old righty. And the 0-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Three pitches, and Ellis goes down swinging. One away in the bottom of the fifth, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Burrows is 4-4 this year with a 6.92 ERA in 67 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 69 and walked 41 and allowed 82 hits. Burrows with the pitch, and it is swung on and popped up into shallow left. Coming in is Vargas. He's under it, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two. Wall flies out to Miguel Vargas. Two away for Mason McCoy. Bo Burrows, a Detroit Tigers draft pick in 2015. Out of Weatherford High School in Weatherford, Texas. There's a fastball for a strike to McCoy. Next pitch is swung on and lined softly to short, where it's caught by Amaya, and McCoy is retired, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Very rapidly, the Rainiers go in order. We go to the sixth inning. It's Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Moving on to the sixth inning, it is Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing. And a new pitcher in for the Rainiers to work the top of the sixth inning. Just off the injured list, activated today, right-hander Drew Steckenrider. Steckenrider has been out for over a month. His last game was June 7th in Salt Lake City. Been on the IL with back issues, and his first pitch to Andy Burns is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Steckenrider. Now with the next pitch, and it is swung on and rolled towards third, scooped up by Mejia, slings it to first in time for the out, and Steckenrider retires the first batter he faces. One away in the top of the sixth inning. And Drew Avens will now be the batter. Avens is 1-for-3 with a bunt single. And the pitch is a breaking ball up high, ball one. Now the 1-0, up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Steckenrider began the season in the Mariners' bullpen. Now his next pitch is hit in the air to center field. Drifting back is Wall. Plenty of room to operate, and he makes the catch. And Avens is retired, and two men are gone in the top of the sixth. And that'll bring Miguel Vargas to the plate. No, it will not. Or will it? Well, Marcus Wilson's come out of the game. Scott Heinemann is now in left field replacing Wilson. As the pitch to Vargas is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. So Heinemann now in left field. Swing and a miss now by Vargas, and the count's even, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And this is swung on and stroked up the middle, and that's a base hit for Vargas. So he is on for his third time tonight. And now Michael Bush will be the batter.
Number 77, Michael Bush.
Bush is 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 to Bush. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. 1-1. Drew Steckenrider came up through the Marlins system. They drafted him in 2012 out of the University of Tennessee. 1-1 pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Steckenrider pitched in the PCL on his way up to the big leagues in the Marlins system when their affiliate was the New Orleans Zephyrs, I think, when he was there. Could have been the Baby Cakes era, but I think he predated that. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. New Orleans was in the Pacific Coast League from 1998 to 2019. Two pitches up high, ball three. 2019 was going to be the last year that New Orleans was in the league. They were moving to Wichita. And then Major League Baseball took over the minors. As here's a swing and a foul, and that got a piece of O'Keefe, who has not had an easy day behind the plate today. And MLB said, sure, yeah, Wichita, you're in, but you're going to be double A instead of triple A. And Wichita was added to the Texas League. 3-2 pitch, up high, ball four, and Bush will head down to first base. Vargas takes second, and Oklahoma City has two on with two out for Jason Martin. So Martin now at the plate, one for two with a single, a walk, and two runs scored, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Oh, one pitch. Swung on, bounced up the first baseline, and it goes foul. 0-2 the count. So Steckenrider's riders out ahead. And the 0-2 pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2, swing and a foul away. Steckenrider trying to put an end to this inning, get a scoreless inning in his return from the IL after being out for over a month. Head in the count, 1-2, but there are a couple of runners on with two outs, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him, and that closes out the top of the sixth inning. Steckenrider with his first strikeout. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Oklahoma City 8 to Tacoma nothing. Rainiers find themselves down big for the second night in a row to Oklahoma City. The first pitch to Jared Keldick from Bo Burrows is popped up foul into the seats on the third base side. There's strike one. Keldick is 0-2 tonight with a flyout and a strikeout. Now the pitch is a breaking ball down and in. And he held up his swing in time. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1 pitch, low, two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1, up high, ball three. And the 3-1 is swung on and roped foul down the first baseline. Full count, 3-2. Kelnick reached a full count in the first inning before flying out. He's got to a full count here against Burroughs. And the payoff pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and Kelnick has struck out for the second time tonight. What a way in the bottom of the sixth inning, and now Kyle Lewis will bat. He is 0 for 1 with a flyout and a walk so far. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike. Next pitch outside. One one pitch coming outside, two balls, one strike to Lewis. Lewis taking his third at bat of the night. Even when he was DHing for Everett this past weekend, he wasn't taking nine innings worth of at bats. So he swings and fouls one back. So it'll be interesting to see if he takes all of his at bats here tonight. Two and two, the count to Lewis. And the pitch is lined solidly towards right, but ranging over and making a sliding catch is James Outman. And that's the second out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lewis has hit a couple of balls hard tonight, but doesn't have anything to show for it. And now Eric Mejia will be the hitter. He is 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. 8-0 Oklahoma City, two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. And this pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. 0-2 the count to Mejia. Now the 0-2, swung on and looped out into left field, and that'll carry out to Vargas, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right here's going order. In fact, since Bo Burroughs came in, he's gone six up, six down. We head to the seventh inning. It is Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is 8-0 Oklahoma City as we head now to the seventh inning of play. And the Red Bears bring in a new pitcher. It's Anthony Misevich to work the top of the seventh inning. He's in relief of Drew Steckenrider, who returned from the injured list to pitch one scoreless inning, allowing a hit. He walked one and struck out one. Good to have Steckenrider back and available again. And sure he feels good about getting out there. Misevich now ready to face Ryan Noda, leading things off in the seventh there. The pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Anthony Misevich appearing in his 10th game for the Red Ears, no record of 4.32 ERA. And he throws a breaking ball for a strike. Misevich spent first couple of months of this season, all of last season, and all of the 2020 season in the big leagues in the Mariners bullpen. Now the pitch misses for a ball. What a two. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and down goes Noda, and Misevich strikes out the first batter he faces, and now James Outman will be the batter. A pitcher who was with the Rainiers last year made his major league debut today for the Phillies. Here's a breaking ball in for a strike to Outman. Nick Duran, who was working out of the Red Bears bullpen for a good chunk of last year, pitched an inning today for Philadelphia against Toronto. As here's one outside for a ball to Outman. He had been called up for the Phillies road trip to Toronto, replacing one of the players who couldn't get into Canada and ended up making his major league debut. 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. So congratulations to Nick. Here's a 2-1, and it is swung on and fouled off, and the count's even, 2-2. Blue Jays fired their manager today. That was big news early today. It's not too often that you see a team that actually holds a playoff position at the moment that it occurs fire a manager. So here's a swing and a grounder to second. That's fielded by Ellis, and he throws out Outman at first base. And two men are gone in the seventh. And Jake Amaya will be next. Blue Jays fired Charlie Montoyo. And hired his bench coach, at least as the interim manager, John Schneider. First pitch to Amaya misses for a ball, and then they went out and won. They won their game 8-2 with the interim manager beating the Phillies as Teoscar Hernandez homered twice. 1-0 pitch swung on and lined towards right into the corner, and that's going to get down for extra bases. Playing it well is Kelnick. It's not going to be extra bases. Kelnick fires it into second base and holds Amaya to a single. Nice job in right field by Jared Kelnick. That ball looked like it was going to be extra bases, but Kelnick played this bounce off the fence just perfectly as, it bounced right to him, and he was ready for that and was able to grab it and fire it back in. So Amaya at first with two outs, and here's Tomas Talese, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Talese hit a two-run single in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. And he now drives one to right, and there's Kelnick to glove it for the final out here in the top of the seventh inning. So Talese lines out to right. Oklahoma City does not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and Brian O'Keefe swings at the first pitch of the inning from Bo Burrows, and he hits it high in the sky to shallow center where it is caught by Drew Avens. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh inning, and now Scott Heineman will bat for his first time tonight. So Burrows has retired all seven batters he has faced since entering the game to start the bottom of the fifth inning. The Red Deers have hit just two singles tonight. They've drawn a walk. They've not gotten a runner past first base. First pitch to Heineman is rolled to first base, fielded by Noda, and he tosses to the pitcher covering first for the out. And two pitches, two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning for Bo Burrows. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Padlow is 0-for-2. And the pitch to him is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Well, the Mariners aren't the only team in the majors with a 10-game win streak. Baltimore reached 10 in a row today. As Padlow pops one up, where is it? Left side, the third baseman Burns makes the catch for the final out of the inning, and that was a four-pitch inning for Bo Burrows. Retires the side on just four pitches. Wow. We go to the eighth inning. It's Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Moving on to the eighth inning. 8-0 is our score. Oklahoma City with the lead over the Red Ears. And new pitcher for the Red Ears, Fernando Abad, comes in from the bullpen. And Abad replaces Anthony Misevich, who worked a scoreless seventh, allowing a single and notching a strikeout. So Abad in from the pen for his 20th appearance, 0-1 with a 4.79 ERA. And he'll face Andy Burns, Drew Avens, and Miguel Vargas. Oklahoma City went up 5-0 in the third with the grand slam hit by James Outman with 2 outs. And then they tacked on 3 more runs in the fifth. A 2-run single by Tomas Taliz, the key hit in that rally. Meanwhile, the Rainiers have been shut down by the pitching duo of John Duplantier and Bo Burrows. Here's Abad with a pitch to Andy Burns, and it is ripped foul down the third baseline. There's strike one. So as I was saying before the break, the Orioles have matched the Mariners with 10 straight wins as they beat the Cubs today 7-1. Scored 3 runs at the top of the first inning at Wrigley and just led all night. Here's one outside to Burns. And Baltimore has its longest winning streak since 1999. So there's a swing and a miss, strike two. And the Orioles moved over 500 at 45-44 on the year. This is the latest in the season they've been over 500 since 2017. So they've been on a long rebuild. As now a swing and a high fly to left, and back is Heineman, but he'll have room, and he makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out. In the top of the eighth inning, Abad gets Andy Burns, and now Drew Avens is the hitter. It was pointed out that since calling up the 2019 number one overall draft pick, Adley Rutschman, from AAA and installing him as the starting catcher. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Avens. The Orioles are 29-20 since they made that change. Abad with the 0-1 pitch out. Well, time called by Avens. Avens reached on a bunt single in the third inning, extending his streak to 25 straight games reaching base. He takes one down in the dirt, now 2-1. Now this one is a swing and a miss. Strike two. One-two pitch coming from Abad is a check swing. He went around. That is strike three. The home plate umpire making the call, and Abad has his first strikeout of the night. Two men are gone. And now Miguel Vargas will come to the plate, where he's one for two with two walks and two runs scored tonight. And the pitch to Vargas is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Now this one is a breaking ball down low. One ball, one strike. And Abad with the off-speed pitch down low. 2-1. Two-one delivery, swung on, bounced towards third. That is scooped up by Mejia with a bare hand. Throw to first, in time for the out. A nice dig at first base by Padlo. And a nice defensive play for the Red Ears here to close out the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. Fernando Abad sets down the side, and we go to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma nothing. And Drew Ellis leading things off for the Red Ears, and he takes the pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Bo Burrows has retired all 9 batters he has faced in relief for Oklahoma City, and he retired the side on 4 pitches last inning. There's ball 2 to Ellis. Ellis is 0 for 2 with a pop-up and a strikeout tonight. Rainier's last hit was Marcus Wilson's single in the fourth inning. 2-0 pitch, swing and a foul back, 2-1. Rainier's with just 2 hits tonight. Which is the fewest that they've had in a game this year. There have been 3 occasions this year in which the Rainier's have been held to 2 hits. Series one up high now, ball 3. Still a few innings left here to try to get the offense going. And Ellis pulls one in the air to left field. It is deep and it is back and it is gone. Drew Ellis puts the Red Ears on the scoreboard with his 3rd home run as a member of the club. And it is now 8-1. Right before that pitch, I was just checking to see how many times the Rainiers had been shut out this year, because it seems like this team never gets shut out. And I found the answer right as he launched the homer. The Rainiers have been shut out just twice all season. And they're not getting shut out tonight, as the pitch to Forrest Wall misses for a ball 1-0. Drew Ellis puts the Rainiers on the board. He's hit safely in 7 of his last 8 games now. 1-0 to Wall. That's lined into right field. A base hit for Forrest Wall. And the Rainiers have a man on here at the bottom of the 8th inning with nobody out. And Mason McCoy will now be the hitter. McCoy is 1-for-2 with an infield single. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now this pitch is swung on and fouled back, and that evens up the count, 1-1. So 1-1 to McCoy. And the pitch is high, 2-1. Now the 2-1 coming. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards right field. Outman moves towards right center, and in front of the warning track, he makes the catch and then fires to first base, but Wall gets back in safely. First out of the inning, McCoy flies out to a fairly deep right field. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick hitless tonight, 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. And now Kelnick yanks one foul down the right field line. A little out in front there. Strike one to Kelnick. Oh, one pitch is called, a strike on the inside edge. Kelnick not pleased with the computer umpire. So 0-2 to Jared. And the pitch from Burrows is a swing and a miss, strike 3. And Kelnick has struck out for the third time tonight. Two down in the 8th, and now Kyle Lewis will bat for his 4th time. He's 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. And the pitch to Kyle is a swing and a miss. There's strike 1. Big comeback win for Oklahoma City's parent club tonight, Los Angeles. So the 0-1 pitch is fouled off down the right field line. They beat St. Louis 7-6 in a game that they trailed 6-0 on the road going to the 7th inning. Well, they got 2 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th, and then 2 in the 9th to win 7-6. Hanser Alberto had the go-ahead RBI single in the 9th inning. 0-2 to Lewis is down low for a ball. You know who's hot is Freddie Freeman. He was 3-for-3 today and has 12 hits in his last 14 at-bats. 12-for-14. Here's a chopper to the left side, fielded by the second baseman, Bush, and he throws out Lewis at first base, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. So the Red Ears get one run on the Drew Ellis homer. There were two hits and one runner left on base. We go to the ninth inning now with the score, Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Eight to one is our score. Oklahoma City with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the ninth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium, game two of this six-game series. And Fernando Abad on the hill to begin his second inning of work. And his first pitch to Michael Bush is grounded to second baseman Drew Ellis, who fields it and throws out Bush at first base. One pitch, one out at the top of the ninth. And now Jason Martin will be the batter. Taking a quick look at the Mariner Farm, Double A Arkansas lost in 10 innings last night at Wichita. They got walked off 10-8. But they were down in the game 8-1, and they made a big comeback. So here's a pitch outside to Martin. And one of the reasons they made a big comeback is because outfielder Zach Deloach hit a grand slam home run in the seventh inning, part of a 3-for-5 night for Deloach. Sitting 275 with 8 homers, 45 runs batted in, OPS of 807 for the Mariners AA club in Little Rock, Arkansas, as there's a swing and a miss by Martin. And Joe Rizzo, the corner infielder, hit his 16th homer for Arkansas yesterday as well. Here's one outside now, 2-1. Actually, a lot of interesting things on the farm report. The Advanced Class A Everett affiliate picked up a 1-0 win on the road at Tri-City last night. As here's a bouncer to first, Padlo has it, and he'll take it to the base himself for the out. And two men are gone at the top of the ninth inning. And now Ryan Noda will be the batter. The pitcher in the 1-0 game was Prelander Baroa, the hard-throwing right-hander they got from the Giants when Donovan Walton was traded to San Francisco. Baroa tossed 5 shutout innings of one-hit ball yesterday with 7 strikeouts and lowered his ERA to 2.18. So here's one down and in to Noda. And then even at low A Modesto, a couple of the younger players in the org had big games yesterday. Here's a swing and a miss by Noda. Modesto won on the road at Lake Elsinore against the Padres affiliate 14-5, and they had 16 hits, 3 by the 18-year-old shortstop Edwin Arroyo. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Noda. Arroyo had 2 doubles and sitting 319 with 59 runs batted in, OPS over 900. Abad throws the Ephus and misses inside, 2-2. Always fun when he breaks that out. And catcher Henry Ford had three hits with two doubles and three runs batted in last night for Modesto. 2-2 is in the dirt, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, the Rainiers have Mejia, O'Keefe, and Heineman due up. 3-2 pitch is grounded to the second baseman, Ellis, who's been busy recently, and he fields it and throws out Noda at first, and that wraps up the top of the ninth. Fernando Abad retires the side in order, three up, three down, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Heading to the bottom of the ninth inning, it is Oklahoma City 8, Tacoma 1. Eric Mejia will lead things off. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Switch hitter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. And the 0-1 on its way, and it is inside for a ball. 1-1. Rainiers got their lone run of the game last inning when Drew Ellis went deep with a solo homer. Here's the 1-1 from Burrows, and it is a breaking ball in for a called strike, 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming to Mejia, and it is high, 2-2 now. Now the 2-2, grounded foul, first base side. Still two balls, two strikes to Eric Mejia. Reminder, tomorrow night's game is at 7:05. Darren McCacken starts for the Red Ears against Michael Grove. Now the 2-2 to Mejia. Down low for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now the 3-2 is on its way, and it is swung on and fouled into the seats. Still 3-2 to Mejia. Foul away again by Mejia. Once again, the 3-2 is fouled away by Mejia. So still three balls, two strikes. And once again, the payoff pitch from Burrows is on its way, and it is inside, ball four, and a hard-earned walk drawn by Eric Mejia to lead off the bottom of the ninth inning. Just the second walk issued by Oklahoma City pitchers tonight. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a foul out of play. 0-1 the count. Well, this here's a swing and a foul back, and it goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 again is up high for a ball, 1-2. And now O'Keefe is called out on strikes for the first out here at the bottom of the ninth inning. And that is strikeout number four for Burrows. One down in the ninth. And Scott Heineman will now bat for his second time. He grounded out to first base earlier. Now the pitch to Heineman is in there for a strike. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So Burrows, after walking Mejia, is now just pounding the strike zone. 0-2 pitch, called strike three, and Heineman goes down looking, and there are two outs of the ninth. Rainiers are down to their last out. Kevin Padlow, the batter. He's 0-3 tonight. And the pitch is outside. And to the backstop as the catcher couldn't handle it, so Mejia will take second base. So that moves the runner up. That's the first time all night. If we discount the solo homer that Drew Ellis hit, this is the first time all night the Rainiers they've had a runner at second base. Calling that a passed ball on Talese. One 0 pitch, grounded to short, sharply hit, but scooped up by Amaya, who throws to first in time for the out, and that's the ball game. Padlow grounds to short, and this one is in the books. First two games of this series have been all Oklahoma City. They won 15-4 in the opener yesterday, and today they win 8-1. Rainiers will try to get it turned around tomorrow night at 7:05. In the meantime, we invite you to stick around. We're going to recap today's game and have a complete look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it.
It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Oklahoma City takes this one 8-1 from the Tacoma Rainiers, who have dropped the first two games of this series and have now lost five in a row overall. The last three games in Reno and then the first two games of this series here against the Oklahoma City Dodgers. After Oklahoma City scored in eight of the nine innings yesterday of the series opener, it was a relief to see Tacoma starting pitcher Daniel Ponce de Leon go out there and pitch a scoreless first inning and a scoreless second inning. It was 0-0 when we went to the third, and Ponce had a chance to pitch a scoreless third. With one out, though, Drew Avens reached on a bunt single, and then Miguel Vargas drew a walk. But Ponce de Leon struck out Michael Bush for the second out of the inning, so he was an out away from getting out of it. But he walked Jason Martin to force in Avens and make it 1-0. And then with Ryan Noda, or actually the walk to Martin loaded the bases. And then it was Noda, the next hitter, who was hit by a pitch on the shoulder, turning away from it. And that forced in the first run of the game and made it 1-0. It brought to the plate to James Outman. And Outman then launched one, a rocket of a shot off the scoreboard in right center field for a grand slam home run. And that really changed the whole game, and it basically won the game right there as it put Oklahoma City up 5-0 in the third inning. And Outman has homered in each of the first two games of this series, and the Rainiers never got to a point where they were threatening tonight after that grand slam by Outman. In fact, the Rainiers had only two hits for much of the night tonight, a couple of singles against the Oklahoma City starter John Duplantier. And then in the fifth inning, the Dodgers opened it up some more. They loaded the bases against Ponce de Leon on a walk, a single, and a hit batter with one out. Rainiers went to the bullpen, brought in Nick Markavichus. Outman was the hitter, and he had a sack fly that scored Vargas and made it 6-0 Oklahoma City. Markavichus then walked Jake Amaya, reloading the bases. And then Tomas Tellez hit a two-run single to right field, making it 8-0 Oklahoma City in the top of the fifth inning. So Oklahoma City was up 8-0 in the fifth. They didn't score again. They had just two singles the rest of the way. The Rainiers had good relief, including a scoreless inning from Drew Steckenrider, who was activated from the injured list today. But the Rainiers weren't threatening offensively. They did get their only run of the game in the bottom of the eighth inning when Drew Ellis led things off against Bo Burrows and launched a homer to left field, his third as a Rainier. And that made it 8-1. That was the only run that the Rainiers scored today on a day in which they had just four hits. Oklahoma City takes it by the final score of 8-1. Here are the final totals in today's ball game for Oklahoma City. 8 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Tacoma scores 1 run on 4 hits, makes no errors, leaves 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Bo Burrows. He is 5-4. The loss goes to Ponce de Leon. He falls to 5-8. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 33 minutes. The attendance was 4,340. Oklahoma City with the victory now has a record of 51-35 on the year. And the Red Raiders hit the 50-loss mark. They are now 35 wins and 50 losses on the season. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. when the Red Raiders send Darren McCacken to the hill against Michael Grove. We'll be on the air with the pregame show starting at 6.55. Oklahoma City takes it 8-1 the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Oklahoma City beats Tacoma 8-1, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. And, well, let's talk about some happy things. How about the Mariners? They keep winning. They won two games today. They had a doubleheader at D.C. today because they got rained out last night. And it was a day-night split doubleheader, and the Mariners swept it. They won the first game 6-4. A Eugenio Suarez hit one of the four Seattle home runs in that game. A three-run shot in the first inning as Cal Raleigh also went deep, as did Jesse Winker. And Chris Flexen went six innings and allowed just one run, Mariners winning their ninth in a row. Then came game two of the doubleheader, and the Mariners won that one. 2-1 the final score in what was basically a bullpen game, although Tommy Malone took the bulk role, going 3 1/3 scoreless innings. He ended up getting the victory. Jesse Winker homered again. Paul Sewald got the save in both games of the doubleheader, only the second time that's happened in Mariners history. Mike Schooler did it in 1989. Mariners have won 10 in a row, and that is the, well, it's tied for the second longest win streak in Mariners franchise history. The 2001 club that won 116 games, they had a 15-game win streak during that season. So Seattle's won 10 straight, and they are now 47-42 on the year. And they'll try to keep it going in Texas against the Rangers tomorrow night. I think that starts at 5 o'clock our time. Other scores on a busy day in the big leagues will continue with the interleague games like the Mariners game was today. The Minnesota Twins defeat the Milwaukee Brewers by a final score of 4-1 in Minnesota. And that was a walk-off victory for the Twins because it was 1-1 at the bottom of the ninth inning. And they got a couple of men on base, and Jorge Miranda hit a three-run homer to end it. Miranda's eighth of the year, his third hit of the game. And he hit it off Josh Hader, the Brewers' outstanding closer. So the Twins beat the Brewers 4-1. Yankees defeated the Cincinnati Reds 7-6. This was also a walk-off as it was not quite as cool as the Miranda three-run homer for the Twins. How about this? 6-6 bottom of the 10th, DJ LeMahieu running at third base for the Yankees, and he scored the winning run on a wild pitch. Yankees beat the Reds 7-6 the final. Toronto hammered the Phillies 8-2 in the first game under interim manager John Schneider. Teoscar Hernandez belted a pair of homers, giving him 11 on the year, and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. hit his 20th as the Blue Jays win it 8-2. They actually have the exact same record as the Mariners right now, 47-42 on the year. And Baltimore tied the Mariners for the win streak. They won their 10th in a row, beating the Cubbies at Wrigley 7-1, scoring three runs in the top of the first inning and never giving up the lead. Spencer Watkins went five innings, allowed one run. It's Baltimore's longest winning streak since 1999, and they moved over the 500 mark with that win. In the American League games today, Kansas City beat Detroit 5-2 behind Brady Singer, who went six innings and allowed one run, got the win, his fourth of the year. It was Tampa Bay knocking off Boston 4-1 as Shane McClanahan went six and a third innings and allowed just one run, picked up his 10th win of the year, and he had six strikeouts. He leads the majors in strikeouts. White Sox defeat the Indians 2-1 behind Lucas Giolito, who went six and a third innings without allowing an earned run, picked up his sixth win of the year. And Texas downed Oakland 5-2 behind a strong start from John Gray. Seven scoreless innings from John Gray today as he earned his sixth win of the season. And one interleague game is in progress. The Angels lead the Astros 7-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning in Anaheim. And National League Finals, Mets beat the Braves 7-3 in Atlanta. Francisco Lindor hit a three-run homer. Chris Bassett had a strong start. And the Mets lead the East by 2.5 games over Atlanta in the National League. San Francisco edged Arizona 4-3 as Brandon Crawford had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Giants are three games over 500. Pittsburgh and Miami were tied 2-2 after 9. The Pirates got two runs in the top of the 10th, and it was not enough. Marlins win it with three runs in the bottom of the 10th inning. Jesus Aguiar singled in the tying run and scored the winning run on a wild pitch. And the Dodgers were down 6-0 after six innings in St. Louis and scored seven unanswered runs in the late innings for a stunning 7-6 comeback victory at the Cardinals. Game-winning run driven in by Hanser Alberto in the top of the ninth inning. And the Rockies had 18 hits today and defeat the San Diego Padres 10-6 at Coors Field as Colorado had a big day at the plate. Everyone did in their lineup. Jose Iglesias led the way. The shortstop, who often is called light hitting, went 3-for-5 with a homer and six runs batted in to lead the Rockies today. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Tacoma. The Red Ears fall to Oklahoma City 8-1. We'll be back with more after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, the Red Ears drop this one to Oklahoma City 8-1, and the Red Ears' streaky play continues. It was just a few days ago. Last Wednesday, the Red Ears won their fifth in a row as they took the third game in Reno. And at that point, they had won 7 out of 8, and everything was looking up. And now the Red Ears have lost 5 in a row as they lost the last 3 games in Reno and the first 2 against Oklahoma City here at home. And they're looking to end this skid tomorrow. They're going to turn to Darren McCacken to try to be the stopper tomorrow night here at Cheney Stadium. Other scores in the PCL tonight. Round Rock beat El Paso 6-5. That's a big result for Oklahoma City, who's in first place in the East. Gave them a little breathing room. They now have a 2-game lead over second place El Paso. Salt Lake leads Las Vegas 14-7 there in the eighth inning in Vegas. And Reno won a day game at Sugarland today 6-5. And the Reno broadcaster tweeted that the heat index for their day game today in Sugarland was 223 degrees. I think he was exaggerating, but probably not by much. Reno won it anyway, 6-5 in Sugarland. And Sacramento topped Albuquerque 5-4, the final score at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Well, hopefully McCacken can cool off these Oklahoma City Bats that have scored 23 runs on 28 hits in the first two games of this series. McCacken on the year 5-5 with a 5.11 ERA. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City's right-hander Michael Grove, 0-1 with a 5.91 earned run average. And the right ears could definitely use a little bit of offense, too, as sure, they were down early tonight, 5-0 in the third, 8-0 in the fifth, but not much in the way of offense at all to give any thought that they might come back. They just hit three singles and the one solo homer by Drew Ellis. That was it today, as Oklahoma City was just in charge all night long. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. First pitch, 7:05, pregame show at 6:55. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score, Oklahoma City Dodgers 8, Tacoma Rainiers 1. Have a great night.